This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Black Hills Energy is warning customers of a scam involving someone calling customers and demanding money for overdue bills with threats of cutting off service. Officials say anyone who receives the scam call should contact customer service or verify their status online at blackhillsenergy.com. This is the second warning in less than a month from Black Hills Energy. In early April, the company also warned of a scam involving people trying to sell solar energy systems. Donors offered today to give $15,000 to the Red Cross. That's if the anti-war encampment on Denver's Auraria's campus comes down. A letter from the Auraria Higher Education Center made the offer to Students for Democratic Society. The society set up the encampment in the city's downtown campus last week. Khalid Hamu is an organizer with Students for Democratic Society.
We wholeheartedly reject the offer to donate in our name to the World Health Organization, which operates in Tel Aviv and Gaza. We want to see divestment from any corporation which operates in Israel. So we wholeheartedly reject it.
Auraria campus leadership has said it hopes to keep the campus functioning and open and remain in conversation with anti-war protesters on campus while keeping police as a, quote, last resort. Passes to enter Rocky Mountain National Park went on sale today. Timed entry reservations are required for vehicles to enter the park between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That requirement lasts from late May to mid-October. The next month's passes go on sale on the first of every month. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.